اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran, and at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Dear audience, as always, in the first part, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Up to now, we have talked about a lot of different aspects of this issue, and now we're going to talk about a new one. Brother Muhammad, at your service.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, for today's program, I want to talk about certain expressions that are used in the Quran that, and certain words which are rather strange and rarely used in the Arabic language, and they have a very specific meaning.
Interesting.
Okay, in Surah As-Saffat, when Allah wants to describe the fruit that exists in hell, the fruit that the inhabitants, the inmates of hellfire will eat, which is not a very delicious fruit.
It's a fruit
that actually does more harm to them and does not do any good to them. And, you know, it causes their intestines to burn and to rip apart and so on and so forth. So it's not a very good fruit to eat. In fact, the water that they drink is also boiled water, which, again, basically messes up their bodies and their internal organs. Anyway, So Allah says in Surah As-Saffat, verse 65, about the tree of Zaqum. The name of the tree is Zaqum. Mm-hmm. And the fruit of it, Allah describes it by saying, طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Now, this is a very unlikely and very remote way of describing
and frightening
fruit. Yeah, and also a frightening one. It's Allah is comparing these fruits that exist on the tree of Zaqum to the heads of devils. So this is something that's really scary and frightening. And imagine a fruit in front of you that looks like the head of a devil with horns and, you know, a very ugly face. And so Allah uses these kinds of comparisons in the Quran to describe certain concepts that one would not imagine such a comparison. And here we could see that this strange fruit that no one knows of, Allah compares it to the heads of devils. Another example is in Surah An-Najm.
To show how awful the hell is.
Yeah, exactly. In Surah An-Najm, when the Arabs say that, they say that we have sons, the sons are ours, and daughters are for God. They say the angels, the angels are the daughters of God. Mm-hmm. And Allah says, تِلْكَ إِذَنْ قِسْمَةٌ ضِيزَ. The word ضِيزَ itself, it means that this is a very unfair division. That they're saying that Allah's part is the angels, which are his daughters, and the sons are ours. The word ضِيزَ is a very strange word itself. So using this word it's very uncommon to use this word in Arabic.
And the meaning itself?
And it means unfair.
Unfair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Allah says, تِلْكَ إِذَنْ قِسْمَ. قِسْمَ means division or something that's distributed, okay? ضِيزَ, mm-hmm. It's very unfair. Not in the sense that, sons are better than daughters, but according to them, they believe that sons are better and daughters are, they're not as good as sons. So Allah is saying from their viewpoint, an unfair division. And Allah is using this word, ضِيزَ. And of course, such a thing is not true. Allah does not have daughters. The angels are not male or female. They are, they don't have a gender.
And maybe so wants to say that this kind of belief is rare. By using such a kind
exactly.
of word.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another point. True.
Okay, thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. Stay tuned. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, now in the second part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We are going to listen to the recitation of Surah Az-Zalzalah, recited by Sheikh Anwar Shahat. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. What you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Zalzalah, recited by Sheikh Anwar Shahat. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, this surah begins with a verse that has a lot of the letter Zay in it. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. This sound of Zays, right after each other, it gives the impression of an earthquake, the sound of an earthquake, zzz, like a buzzing sound,
mm-hmm.
Like when an earthquake comes, you know, there's this distinct sound. I remember once, like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, there was an earthquake in Qom, and the sound of it was something that resembled a zzz sound. I remember we were at our house, and then the whole house started shaking.
Actually, it resembles vibration.
Vibration, exactly. Whenever your cell phones vibrate, it makes a buzzing sound.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and that's the case with an earthquake. So just by this verse, Allah is depicting an earthquake, the sound of an earthquake. And Sheikh Anwar Shahad used the two maqams, Sika and Bayati. Okay.
Now let's talk about the tajweed points, brother.
Yes. Al-Ardu. Al-Ardu. Okay, we have a Ra, which is Sakin, preceded by a Fatha. Okay, so, and the letter of the fatha is a hamza. Hamza has to be pronounced with tarqiq. Never could you find a hamza which is pronounced with tafkhim. Alif ul-mat could be pronounced with tafkhim, but not hamza, the letter hamza.
That's right.
Okay, so we have to pronounce the hamza with tarqiq, but we have to pronounce the ra with tafkhim.
That's
and
right.
Also the lad with tafkhim.
Thickness.
With thickness. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Now, we have several letters of tafkhim in these verses, especially the second verse. وَأَخْ, the kha has tafkhim because it is a letter of istirlah. The degree of the tafkhim is not so much because the kha is sakin. It has a sukun, it is unvoweled.
Yeah, so it's the second lowest level.
Kha. We have the second lowest level of tafkhim, and we said that in order to actually apply the second lowest level of tafkhim, we basically pronounce the letter of istirlah without changing the shape of the lips.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The lips are in a neutral position. They're not spread. They're not open vertically. They're just in a neutral position.
Wa'akh
rajatil. Ar-du. Again, we have a dad and also ra with tafkhim. And finally, we have qaf with tafkhim with an aliful med.
Athqala.
With a long vowel alif. And so we have the highest level of tafkhim for the qaf. Athqalaha. وقال ال, again we have a قال ال, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. You know, when you keep on pronouncing letters with tarqiq and tafkhim right after another,
it makes a kind of wave.
It's a wave, yeah. And it's like an earthquake. Earthquake is like, you know, it has a wave. So it reminds us of that as well. It's not, you know, monotonous, and it's not just tarqiq. We keep having tafkhim, tarqiq. We, you know, it alternates between tafkhim and tarqiq.
وَقَالَ
الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. So we keep having tafkhim, tarqiq. This makes this surah very beautiful and rhythmic. Just like I said, it's like the wave, like
That's
you
right.
said, like of an earthquake. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ. We have a rule of nun sakina here, which is...
Because we have a tanween here.
Yes, we have a tanween, so we have a rule of nun sakina, because tanween and nun sakina are...
The same.
Essentially the same. Because a tanween is, in fact, a short vowel plus a nun sakina.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of writing the nun sakina, they write the same short vowel twice.
That's right.
Okay, on top of each other. So we have two kasras. We have a tanween of kasra followed by ta, which is a letter of ikhfa.
Concealment.
And as a result, we have to pronounce the nun sakina of the tanween with ikhfa. We have to approximate the place of articulation of the next letter and at the same time make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ. See? You don't place the tongue in the place of articulation of ta. You don't say يَوْمَئِذٍ. See, it gets really close, but it doesn't touch. And the sound is a lot different.
Yeah, we are not making noon sound completely.
Yes, the nasalization is partial.
Mm-hmm.
It's anthemi, it's oronasal. It's half, actually it's mostly in the nose, and some of it also comes from the mouth.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق